7:50 at 6:40 WGST. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for Randy Cook on the Morning Drive, and happy to welcome Bob Schieffer to our airwaves this morning. Bob, of course, the host of Face the Nation. He's been CBS News chief Washington correspondent for more than a quarter of a century and has a new book out called Bob Schieffer's America, which is where we all live, Bob.
Well, and I'm proud to say that I certainly do, and I know you do. And I'd also like to say I'll be down to visit with all of you in Atlanta Monday after next. I'll be speaking at the Atlanta Press Club and then out at the Carter Center. And so if you'll check your local listings, as you say, I'll be at a couple of bookstores down there. So I hope to see some of the folks from Atlanta.
I'm surprised you get a day off in such a busy political season.
Well, I'm spending about half a day talking about my book, but I spend most of the day still calling folks and trying to get them to be on Face the Nation and check out what's going on in this campaign. I got to tell you, it's one of the best ones we've had in a long, long time.
I was just going to ask you, because of you have certainly seen him come and go through the years, and we've seen some close ones in the last couple of presidential elections, but this one is almost a record breaker, isn't it?
It every day, in every way, we find out something new and different. When I talk about the campaigns, and I've covered them all here since 1972, I was at my first convention was 1968. I always say every one of them's different, but this may win the different prize. I mean, I just can't recall one where we had so many things. Truly, it's a cliche to say it, but of a truly historic nature. And this one just breaks a record with every passing day.
Are we also breaking a record in the boldness of falseness that comes from some of these campaigns? We've actually had the Obama campaign come out in the last couple of days and publicly complain about the McCain campaign lying. Have we seen this before, or is my memory too short?
No, I think this is pretty rough. I mean, both of them vowed to wage, a high road kind of campaign. But
yeah.
And we've had some tough ones in the past. I mean, you think back to 88, the Willie Horton ads and Bush versus Dukakis campaign. The ones with Bill Clinton. We're talking about something called Troopergate, whatever that is this time around, having to do with whether or not Governor Palin fired the head of the Highway Patrol up there in Alaska, I think it was. I remember we had a Troopergate back during the Bill Clinton days, if you'll remember that campaign. These campaigns are tough. And that just seems to be a part of American politics, and we're going through another phase. I do believe that once we get to the presidential debates, and there'll be three of them this time around, along with a debate between the vice presidential candidates, I think you'll see these campaigns focus and shift back to the issues. They've got to. I mean, we've got problems that are just too serious to be wasting time on stuff like lipstick on pigs and whatever that was about. Sarah Palin was a game changer, and for the last week or so we've been focused on that. But yesterday, what happened on Wall Street, that has the potential to be a game changer as well. And I think people are going to start to ask, what are these candidates going to do about the country's financial situation? How bad is it? How do they tend to view it, and where do we go from here? I think you may have a game changer here, and we'll see in the next couple of days, but it's looking pretty serious to me.
If the news turns back to the economy, does Obama gain an upper hand?
It's very difficult to know that. The thing is, John McCain is a Republican. He says he's a reformer. He says he's been the maverick who's gone against the Bush administration on many different issues. But how does he chart out a plan here to get the economy back on track when the country's been under Republican control for the last 8 years, at least in the White House? You also want to point out there's been a Democratic Congress in recent years, so that has to, they have to share some of the blame here. But I think the burden is on John McCain now to explain that he didn't have a part of what has happened here, and I think that's where that's the tack you're going to see Barack Obama take. The McCain people are going to come right back at Barack Obama and say, "Wait a minute, you don't have any experience. You've been in Washington for just a short time, and you didn't compile much of a record before you got to Washington." I'm saying that's what they're going to say. But I think this campaign's going to get back to serious issues. It just has to.
I certainly hope so. Bob Schieffer's new book is made up of essays from some of the things he's done on Face the Nation over the last couple of years. It's called Bob Schieffer's America. It's in fine bookstores everywhere. Frankly, it's in lousy bookstores, too, because every bookstore is carrying this, and it's online at Amazon and the others. And he'll be here in Atlanta making a couple of speeches next Monday as well. And, of course, with Katie Couric on the CBS Evening News and on Face the Nation on Sunday. Very busy man, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Paul.